Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Review. Amy.
Clangers happened on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Oh, Demons, they are home by 51 points over Adelaide. 13-10-88 Melbourne. Adelaide 5-7-37. It probably wasn't as dominant as it sounds from that total margin for the entire game, but I tell you what was done in one quarter is where it all happened. For McDonald's Triple M at Rocks Footy, Dom Cassisi, our expert tonight on Triple M Footy. We've touched on the Crows, and we'll probably touch on it a bit more in a moment, Dom, but Melbourne, tell me about them, because they've got North Melbourne next week and then Collingwood. That's their next couple of games. They were coming into this 3-5. It was a must-win thing, and they did. They were able to get it done. They've got the game in hand with the game cancelled earlier on. So how do you sort of think they sit after what you saw out here tonight?
Yeah, look, with them, it's up to them, really. They've got the cattle out in the park. Like, their midfield, Oliver, Brayshaw, Petrarca, Viney, throw Nathan Jones in his latter stage of his career, but can still come in as part of the rotation. They've got enough talent there, and Harley Bennell, if he gets going as well. So it's up to them, really. I mean, they've got experience out there. They've got strength. They've got a mix of blend of pace and good skill. So they could really be anything, but it's more between the ears for them as well. You know, we saw tonight that the first three quarters, they kicked 6 goals over those 3 quarters and then kicked 7 goals 3 within 20 minutes. So it's up to them where they take it, but they've got some challenges too, because I think they play a bit of a selfish brand of footy. You know, they all think that, you know, the midfield, for example, it looks like they're all wanting to get the hit off Gorn, so they probably can refine their roles a little bit, but they've got plenty of upside.
It's hard as well, particularly if you can't do contact stuff during the week with the COVID restrictions. So they can't actually do competitive, aggressive centre bounce work when you want to, you know, get your midfielders working and that true feel and true speed of that sort of combat. But their forward line, they went with 3 tools last week that didn't work. This week, Sam Wiedemann kicks 3 goals. He's now kicked 10 goals in his 8 games. It looked to be the balance up there was right. Bailey Fritch has been in having some pretty good form this year as well. But the smalls around the feet did a good job.
Yeah, you're right. They did. And then, look, I just thought they come to play in the last quarter. You know, they just were so strong around the contest. They're bigger bodies, you know, and they played to their strengths. You know, they got the Crows on the inside and beat them and got their game going. So full credit to them.
So they take on North at Adelaide Oval back here on Sunday. So this will be the first ever game at Adelaide Oval where the Adelaide sides haven't played. Then they take on the Pies at the Gabba for round 12 on the Sunday after. So quick turnaround again. And for Adelaide, they've got the Pies, of course, here at Adelaide Oval on Tuesday. The Western Bulldogs on the Sunday following that up on the Goldie.
Well, we're going to have a chat to Max Gorn coming up soon. But what did you make of Adelaide's tactics? It appeared as though they adopted very much a Port Adelaide theme from that round one game last year, which turned out to be so effective in the end. Port were able to really get it done, but they bought the game that was needed. Adelaide went missing in that last term. But as an overall tactic by teams, do you think this is something Max is going to have to continually put up with, or would you like to see a bit more from his teammates to get in and lend a hand?
Yeah, look, I think when his impact at the hit-outs is taken out, their midfield does look a little bit different. I think they're so used to having silver service from him that as soon as it gets taken away, they look a little bit lost. So good on the Crows today. I mean, their young guys led the way in that. They're getting in Gorn's face, and like you say, Port Adelaide did it. So I think anyone coming up against Melbourne, you have to look to take away Gorn's influence and make him work hard around the ground and get into him and take some sting out of him so that when he does get to the stoppage, He hasn't got much energy left in the tank to win the hit out.
It was Melbourne home by 51 points here at the Adelaide Oval over the Crows. We'll be heading down to the Demons' room shortly to have a chat to Max Gorn. What about the Crows' rooms at the moment, Don? What's happening down there? After a defeat like this on the back of an 11-goal beating last week, look, big change in the mix-up of the side, but, I mean, give us an insight. What are they down there?
Let's hope they're not sliding bananas and water bottles down there again.
look, they'd be disappointed with themselves. I mean, you know, The most staggering thing for me tonight was in that last quarter when Melbourne got, probably about 5 minutes in, Melbourne got their game on their terms, just 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and one stoppage and kicked a few goals from stoppage. And I was looking to see what the Crows midfield, how they were going to respond. How was someone going to go to Oliver and shut him down? Were they going to be a little bit more accountable? Then it goes to Melbourne's forward line for a throw in, and they had the whole corridor to walk into as a midfield, and Viney kicks a goal. That's just absolutely unacceptable. You can't blame Nixie for that. I mean, you know, you get taught to protect corridor. You get taught to have balance at the stoppage. You know, don't leave it open in the corridor for them to walk through. So that was really disappointing. That just lacked on-field leadership. There's no time for the runner to get out there and make that call. You know, there's crouches at the stoppage. He's played plenty of footy. He's won a few BNFs. He's got to be looking around and directing the young guys, and it's time for him to be able to step up and give back to the young guys. You know, he's not the young player anymore. You know, he's got a lot of runs on the board. He's been a superstar player. But I don't see him – I don't see his arms and his head moving at stoppage. I don't see him pointing and shuffling the deck. So they've just got to improve in that area.
Yeah, no doubt. That was the one where – because, of course, Chase Jones is, you know, only played a handful of games, and his was a direct opponent. And that's the one you're talking about with that Jack Viney special in the final term, where it should have been Matt Crouch saying, I'm going to be blocked out here, make sure – we get someone on him. But Clayton Oliver's game was outstanding. He joins Jack Steele, Tom Liberatore and Jack Viney, the only players who've had 20 contested possessions in a single match this year. And he was just unstoppable. You can tell that he was just willing his way onto it with his untouchable 33 disposals, 21 contests, 11 clearances, 6 tackles.
And the other thing on top of that is he's had 515 metres gained. So not only was he winning at the stoppage, he was able to just basically walk out and do whatever he wanted. And that was the disappointing thing. Like, surely once Oliver's had 20 disposals, 10 contested and maybe 5 clearances, it's like Keys also, you know, make the call for someone just to shut him down. Like, how much would someone like Keys learn off Oliver tonight? It's just like, mate,
yep.
Keys, we don't care if you don't touch the ball as long as he doesn't. He's going to teach you some lessons. Like, that's how the Crows have to evolve their midfield.
That's right. You're spot on, Doc. Because Ben Keys, he's done some negating roles. He held Gaff to 12 disposals in recent weeks, and tonight he played on he was on multiple opponents. He still had 18 disposals himself and 6 clearances. But there was a time, I agree with you, where it was probably like, let's shut down everything here and send a man to every man and just get a bit of ascendancy back.
But, yeah. I mean, Dom, how long can fans put up with non-AFL standard football? This is an AFL competition. It's not get ready to play AFL. Now, Matthew Nix, a new coach in, I understand what you're talking about with the COVID restrictions, but every team's under the same banner.
Yeah.
He has got a lot of youth that he's bringing in, and maybe this is looking to the future. But you can't just keep coming in and being uncompetitive at AFL level and playing non-AFL level football week in and week out, because this is the AFL. This is where you got to play better football.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. And because the thing is, like, we saw the first 3 quarters, like, they're good enough to be close to teams. You know, like, they should be able to pinch a few wins. Like, there's no reason why they can't. We've seen tonight they were really good for 3 quarters, but the gap between their best and their worst is just way too big. It's just, and because their worst is a 7 goal against quarter in shorter quarters. That's just absolutely, it's almost impossible to do that. If they had a scratch match tomorrow against themselves, I don't reckon they'd be able to, I don't reckon one of the teams will kick 7 goals in 1 quarter. I honestly don't think that. So it's just unbelievable, really. So, they've got some work to do. Look, I think Nixie's doing the right thing. You've got to play the kids. I'm seeing some positives with the young kids, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's probably a bit of, I think there's a bit of lack of leadership from some of the senior guys and lack of want. The young guys brought the enthusiasm today.
We're about to head down into the winning Melbourne rooms, and Christian Petracca is our special guest on Triple M Footy. Welcome, and here is Dominic Cassisi to throw the first question your way. Christian?
Christian, good game tonight, mate. Yeah, good game tonight, mate. Good win in the end. I mean, the first 3 quarters were challenging for you guys. They made a bit of a scrap, but, mate, the last quarter, what was the message at 3-quarter time for you guys to turn it on and kick 7 goals?
We knew it was going to be a grind the whole game. They obviously haven't won a game yet, and we knew it was going to be a tight contest. And their contestable is really, really good, and we just had to scrap it out and grind our way. And we knew if we just had a bit of calmness with the footy, open the ground up, longer handballs out of traffic, we felt like we diffused their pressure. And I felt like when we got the ball rolling in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter with Clayton Oliver and guys like Angus Brayshaw as well. With their contest, it really opened the game for us.
And, mate, scores from stoppage, you guys were able to pour 4 goals on from stoppage in that last quarter. Did you change anything up, or was more just that you guys had a bit more run in the legs against a younger team? What were your thoughts on that?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I don't think we really changed anything. I think it was just more backing our forwards in, one-on-ones. We felt like we were getting good one-on-one all night. And obviously Maxi and Luke Jackson did a great job in the ruck as well. So we felt like, just keep sticking to our craft and, keeping it really simple.
There was a little bit of heat poured on during the week by your Prez and a few others. Did you feel any of that up in the hub, or was it just business as usual and getting on with the next one with a short turnaround?
Nah, just business as usual, mate. You got to keep grinding these wins out. Obviously, it was very disappointing last week. We all knew that. It was disappointing for our fans. You know, because we felt like we've been building. You know, we've had two really good wins against Gold Coast, and then Hawthorn, and a tight one against Brisbane. We could have felt like we could have won, and the way we played last week wasn't the way we play. So to come out tonight and play, I felt like the first three quarters it was a grind, but I felt like we were actually still playing really good footy, and I felt like was going to open up, and it did towards the end.
And mate, one of your offsiders there in the midfield, Clayton Oliver, had a massive game, 22 contested, 11 clearances. What's it like playing alongside him, mate? You guys, you have a good connection with him. Do you guys work hard together with getting the benefits from Gorn's hitouts and stuff like that?
Yeah, mate, he's been awesome. I feel like he cops a fair bit of flack for the stuff that he doesn't do well, but I mean, the stuff that he does do well and winning the ball and giving guys like myself and Angus Brayshaw a bit more guys on the outside, a bit more run. He's unbelievable, and I feel like it wasn't just him. It was Angus Brayshaw who started to step up. Viney played an unbelievable role, and I mean, it helps when Big Gorney's tapping it down you as well.
When there was a little bit of heat around the contest and Vanders gave away a couple of errant free kicks, did Goody have anything to say of that in the breaks?
Nah, I think he knew. I think in those situations as a player, when you've done something wrong, you sort of just want to put your head down for a minute and just sort of walk away. But no, our leadership group obviously spoke to him. Obviously said it's not good enough, but Van is the leader of the club, and he knows not to do that next time.
Well, Christian, big win by your side. It rebalances your season a bit, 4-5, and you're back here at the Adelaide Oval to take on the Kangaroos, actually, on the weekend. So good luck.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
There he is, Christian Petrarca. What a star he is of the Melbourne Footy Club.
Very polite young man too, isn't he?
Thank you for having me. Nothing wrong with manners.
Correct. Can't buy those.
They're free, Biggles.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff.
Use those.
From Christian Petrarca, and he was outstanding as well as his politeness.
And Maxi Gorn just caught up at the moment, so we were going to have a chat with him, but Christian Petrarca, what a star he's been, and glowing about Oliver, who was outstanding tonight. Let's have a look at our today's I'm loving it moment. And tonight it occurred 17 minutes into the second quarter, and here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy. And here's May. He's trundled out of play with a nice one from Crouch. Umpire says throw it in. And there's McHenry and Gorn again. No, it's May this time.
He bounced off May. Just pinged off him, the little fella.
McHenry is an angry little man at the moment. He's bumping into everyone. Probably needs to pick his targets better. May didn't budge.
Oh, there he was. He was a little angry, Ned, tonight, wasn't he? Bouncing in and off him. He had May, he had Gorn. He was going hard at all the big boys.
Yeah, he was. A bit of small man syndrome.
He had massive small man syndrome.
But you know what? It was awesome to watch. He led the way for the Crows in that area. And, like, he was getting in their face. And footy clubs always talk about young players bringing the enthusiasm. And I thought that actually the Crows young players did that tonight.
What about those players who were really good out there tonight, Dom? The Triple MVP award, the 3-2-1s, who did you like?
Yeah, so I've got the one vote for Petrarca. I mean, his work in the midfield was big again. 20 disposals, 10 contested, 20 metres gained. He had 3 points. He could have easily kicked 2 or 3 goals. 2 votes was Viney. I just thought, his critical contest stuff and the way how strong he was around it. And then his defensive work when he didn't have the footy. So it was a bit of an all-round game. 22 disposals, 14 contested. He had 8 clearances, and he actually kicked 2 goals. So he hit the scoreboard as well. Kicked that important goal in the last quarter. But you just can't go past Clayton Oliver. That's a monster game. 34 disposals, 22 contested possessions, 9 hardball gets, 11 clearances, 6 tackles, a goal.
22 contested.
Yeah, that's a monster.
That's extraordinary.
It's a monster game. So, absolute superstar. He did it all tonight, and he basically probably won the game for Melbourne in the end.
Well, there it is. Dom giving it to Clayton Oliver, the BOG for the Triple MVP. Tonight, the Demons getting it done here at the Adelaide Oval. They're back here on Sunday to take on North Melbourne. The other winner tonight were the Cats. They got home by 33 points earlier on over North Melbourne. But Melbourne run out winners here, 13-10-88 by 51 points over the Crows, 5-7-37. Big doubleheader, of course. We've got the Pies and the Swans tomorrow night, and the Suns and St Kilda as footy mania continues to wind out round 10. It's the Bombers and the Giants. The Demons home by 51 points for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Review for Amy. Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.